Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 8th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Kevin's Choice, which first aired on April 7th, 2012, written by Jonathan Rosenthal, based on stories by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Peter Salmon, which is probably the easiest director name I've had to say for a while. In any event, we're going to get this started in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Hey, what's the racket?
I wish I knew. Hey, you! What do you think you're doing?
My job!
Is he just eating the boat? Him, right?
Scarf works for me. He's going to cause wonderful misery in the human world.
This guy? To me, it looks like all he can do is eat like a pig.
Just give him time. Scarf's real powers won't be unlocked until after those sappy samurai ranger runts have destroyed him.
Huh? I don't...
Huh? That doesn't make sense.
Has the power to turn all of the Zords into a samurai gigazord.
Yeah, but that's some bad mojo. There's a reason the Bullzord was buried away for 300 years.
There's no doubt it's risky. If not done right, all of the Zords could be obliterated. But...
Well, that would be great.
I'm sure Antonio can master it.
Whoa. Thanks for the vote of confidence, but Kevin is the man to go to when it comes to Megazord combinations.
That is actually true. He likes to draw them up. Oh, he's missing out on the swimming.
I'm sorry, guys. Excuse me.
Is that some former rival or something? Oh. Maybe not, I don't know.
Noah! I think I just saw Kevin.
What?
He was just outside looking at the poster.
Where is he? Are you sure it was Kevin?
I never met him, but he looked just like the picture.
Wait a minute, that's not Noah.
Maybe he's come back to cheer you on.
Noah's in a whole other town, remember?
It's his fault, we barely qualified. He quit and left us high and dry. I never thought he'd do that to us.
Oh, is he gonna have his own version of Mike's episode from, like, the beginning?
You know, I used to be a lifeguard. I bet they could use the services of an expert like me.
You were a lifeguard?
The best.
I think he was a lifeguard for a little bit. Season 3? Maybe Season 2? Al? Well done, dude. So is this intro going to show us the new Gigazord thing? It doesn't look like it. me to assume we're going to have the Gigazord this time. Is this our first Gigazord? Can't remember. Oh, he said bench. Didn't sound like bench. Uh-oh. He just ate the Samurizer. He can't even tell the others. Although they should be able to... They should be able to pick up on it, right? From their little table thing. Ah, see, they're already there. Yeah, they don't really have time to make another one, right? Oh, that's an interesting demorph. That's cool. By the look of it, shouldn't be that long.
Ugh. Are you okay?
Yeah, but I lost my Samurizer. Don't sweat it, man. We'll get it back.
Okay, that was not Kevin. That still isn't Kevin from the back. That is totally not him. Why did they have a stunt guy in for those? That's weird. Oh, that's Decker's sword. Oh, that was him. Okay.
I gave this sword to very carefully. You really believe he could be beaten so easily? Look, Dayu, you're not going anywhere. Why don't you come work for me? I can fix your harmonium.
Huh?
And I promise you won't have to work alone.
What do you mean?
Let's just say it has to do with this.
Decker?
Is he gonna bring back Decker? Don't we have enough bad guys?
Just one more look for old time's sake.
Nobody do that to us. The relay times just aren't good enough. We used to be 5 seconds faster when
Kevin was on the team.
Forget him. He failed the team. Just disappeared on us without even a goodbye.
Whiny. Is this going to be one of those things where he thinks he can't morph, so might as well do some swimming?
Kevin. Dude, where have you been? We've all been thinking of ways to get your Samurizer back.
Oh, right. Thanks.
It's more than the Samurizer. I think something happened.
You're right. I saw this in town today. Kevin's old swim team is in town for the regional finals.
Listen. Kevin can't fight without his Samurizer. He needs time to figure things out.
Then we'll give it to him. And we'll find a Samurizer in the process.
Okay.
I'd like to believe it, but there is no way.
Since when did those eyes glow? They weren't before. No freaking way.
can't believe it. How is it that you're here? I thought the Red Ranger destroyed you forever.
My sword, Urmasa, and its power took the damage for me. But I survived. For my curse.
So you've been hanging out here for a few months?
What matters is that the battle ends without Urmasa being broken.
In many ways, we're the same. We both have strong attachments. My harmonium and your sword. They can be repaired. I've spoken to a Nihloc who has that power. If we do something in return.
Okay, you guys ready? Okay, on me. All right, on your marks. Get set. And go!
Does he really think they're just going to let him be back on the team just if he shows up? I don't think that's legal.
Anyone around here has ever seen. I'll never understand why you just walked away from all that.
Look, Noah, I wish I could explain, but I just wanted to wish you good luck tomorrow. I have to go. I'm glad you're okay.
Did they even let him have him get wet from the neck up? It's the driest I've ever seen anyone get out of a pool before. But I do like that the shirt is kind of wet. Interesting.
Teamwork was the most important thing in my life. Gotta keep my mind off that stuff.
Kinda still is, isn't it? I mean, kinda part of a team. Get it? Column. It's almost funny.
I'm still so hungry.
The Nihloc is back. The city sent her.
But what about Kevin?
I'm sure wherever he is, he's okay.
And Antonio. We only got four Rangers there. Oh, there he is.
Let's go, LZ.
Hey, Chowhound.
Candy-colored Rangers. Go, go, Samurai! Rangers together! Samurai forever!
Interesting. Antonio's using their thing instead of just his own morph call that he has. Fun. He ate it.
Time for a crank call.
Said Go-Go Power Rangers. And he had that image, Kevin's picture of him in the tutu.
Looks like it's his right arm.
Let's disconnect this call.
So he didn't actually eat it? I am so confused.
Until you pop.
Bon appetit!
Decker, how are you still alive?
since my sword or Amasa broke in battle, my curse wasn't broken. You can say I was lost, but now I am found.
That is terrible. First off, the voiceover muted everything else. And second of all, that was terrible to have him talking like he's not even in a battle. Probably for him to cause more trouble, right? See, he swallows everything and it goes in there, so why is the phone in his hand, in his arm still?
Why is he only talking like this?
What? But that guy's on their team.
His true power is unleashed when he is defeated. You'll see.
We're done here.
True power? We have to get Kevin Samuraiser back.
Watch this.
Wow, that just pulled the phone right out. And clean, remarkably. Uh-oh.
I've never seen a monster like this.
Yeah, new. Oh, definitely something's changed. Looks a little flimsy, though.
So he'd come back like this. That shield of his is gonna be a real.
Jaded! Samuraiser or not, I'm here to fight with my team.
Kevin!
Here you go, Kev. Suit up.
You got it back!
Yep.
Go, go, Samurai!
Oh, that's an interesting way to do it. That was very anticlimactic, though. Well, you've got just about all of them at this point, don't you?
Okay, Kevin, we trust you. Full disk. This is where all your research pays off. Here goes nothing.
When we form the Gigazord, we'll be able to tap into the powers of every Zord. Ready?
Ready. Then make the call.
Okay, Kevin's acting kind of weird at that suit. They didn't even review with Kevin how to do it. Wait, what? It just stands behind the regular... Okay. This thing isn't gonna move. Oh, that is a real cluster. Oh, it rolls. Okay.
Tiger drill, charge. Pincer claws, claw to shreds. Ultimate samurai slash. Now for the final piece of the puzzle. Just use your simple powers and we can finish them. You ready?
Yeah. Sure, how this can... counts as a... Okay. I am not 100% sure how this counts as a Gigazord. They're not together. The girls only get one Zord each.
He's so tough. I'm gonna add a little extra something to our attack. Shogun mode! Power of the ancestors! Now let's show that creep who's boss. Time to take that terrible Tiki to task. Shogun Ranger, fire!
Good lord, that thing's huge.
Samurai Rangers, victory is ours. Great teamwork, especially you, Kev. Thanks. Now I've got to go support my other team. Hey, you! No splashing water in the pool!
What? But you're in the pool. It's also an indoor pool. Why does he have stuff on his nose?
I'll save you.
Is this going to be the same joke where they just stand? Yep, done this before.
There's a little problem with that. I can't stand up.
Oh no. I know it's supposed to look like he's about to die, but that trophy makes it look like the gold guy's about to moon you. Oh, that guy's leg is still hurt? Oh, that's not good. Okay, kind of Maverick there. Also, I don't think he was registered to be part of the team, right? So, it's weird.
Hey, did Noah's team win?
Yeah. Well, my team won. I'm so glad I finally got to say goodbye to them. Thank you for being so patient with me lately. You know my loyalty to this team truly comes first.
I never doubted you for a second.
You know, these have been pretty corny. That had to be the most corny one we've had yet for the ending. Alright, so no one really consulted with Kevin about how to form the Gigazord. And then they form it, and it's not really much of a combination. On the other hand, we had all the stuff with Kevin, which also was not that great. So this was really a kind of a low end of the totem pole episode of this series so far. But I did like the part where Mike makes the phone call and the pressing the buttons on his Samurizer makes the Go-Go Power Ranger music. And I like that the ID picture he uses for Kevin on his Samurizer is the photo he took a couple episodes ago of Kevin in the tutu. That was pretty funny. But otherwise, meh. But maybe next time we'll do better. Next time we'll be watching the 9th episode, Runaway Spike. And I don't know why Spike would run away. He's not really a kid. But we'll see. Anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care,
and may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.